Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Radio family, good morning and welcome back. Another weekend edition of Community Focus. It gets underway. Thank you for your great company and tuning in here on our intercom station Saturday and Sunday mornings. I'm Renee Vaughn. It's very nice to have our family member return. It's been a while since we have talked to the Senior Regional Long-Term Care Ombudsman with Piedmont Triad Regional Council Area Agency on Aging. So, Kim Johnson, good morning. How have you been? This is actually the first time I've had to talk to you in 2019.
Absolutely. Good morning. I'm glad to be here.
It is good to have you back. And I just remember the number of conversations we had last year when we talk about our seniors, the importance of aging, how so many of us, one, we're living a lot longer than, say, our parents and grandparents. And you just always provided just some awesome tips and just ways that we as families can look after our seniors and our loved ones. Glad to have you back here. I can't believe that half of this year is already almost gone.
I know.
It seems to go by so fast. But here on the program, which, by the way, the PTRC for short, is located in Kernersville. Now, you've been working with the Area Agency on Aging for how many years now?
It has been 14 years.
14.
Yeah.
That is fantastic. Does it seem like it's been that long? Or are you like me some days, you just feel like you just started yesterday?
Yes,
absolutely. But you certainly really have a passion for what you do.
Absolutely.
And I just wanted to continue in saying thank you for what you do and what you help in terms of getting the word out here to our communities, especially with the experience you have working with older adults. Now, let's have a recap of sorts, Kim, because it's probably been a while since our radio family has heard our conversation. But what is considered long-term care ombudsman? Can you give a breakdown
Absolutely.
On that?
Absolutely. So a long-term care ombudsman is essentially I'm an advocate. An advocate specifically for residents in nursing homes, assisted living facilities, any licensed facility. And we at the PTRC cover a 12-county region.
Very good.
So Greensboro, Winston, and surrounding areas.
Nice.
And we work with families and residents when they have concerns or have problems with the care being provided in one of those facilities.
Right, right. What is probably the most frequently asked question, would you say, from family members?
Oh, my goodness.
Anything that comes to mind.
We get a lot of phone calls from family members when they're looking to place a loved one in long-term care.
Right.
So just understanding different levels of care, understanding the system, and then how are we going to pay for it is a question we get frequently. So just we do a lot of walking folks through those questions.
Excellent.
Even if you don't have a loved one in care, we can sort of help you navigate that system. It's like learning a new language.
Exactly. And I so appreciate you saying that because that makes me think of the importance that in either situation, research is so important because unfortunately there are instances where you hear sadly a lot of stories in which families are just either overwhelmed or beside themselves because they didn't do the necessary research. And then when they put a loved one in a facility and find out the facility isn't exactly what they thought it was going to be, and then, you know, you hear about the mistreatment of a loved one. And that's always a very difficult thing.
Absolutely.
And the other thing, too, is coming to an understanding of what our loved ones and what their wishes are.
Absolutely.
You may have some in a position that, sadly, we have loved ones who are in a stage in which they have dementia. And a lot of times there's not as much clarity, if you will, on what to do. So the importance really and the key, I think, is for all family members to come together and just help one another.
Absolutely.
Well, my next question is, and this is really something we're going to get into for the pretty much the remainder of the program, elder abuse. What is it? How would you give it a definition?
Absolutely. So elder abuse is any intentional act or mistreatment of an older person. When we say elder abuse, it's a little bit of a misnomer because we mean abuse of adults of any age over 18.
Right.
So it kind of includes everybody in between. And it includes physical abuse, emotional abuse, exploitation, and then neglect.
Yeah. And it makes me think, it comes to mind, actually, Kim, I don't know if you heard about the story. It actually made national headlines in mm-hmm. one of the major networks. I discovered through their website and through social media. Was an elderly gentleman on a bus. I don't recall the city, mm-hmm. but it was a situation in which one of the passengers was being just downright rude, mm-hmm. Being very nasty towards a lot of the passengers on the bus. And the gentleman just simply said, "Will you just be nice to people? You're being so rude." And as he got off the bus, this individual pushed him. Mm-hmm. He fell hard. And I do believe, sadly, he died from his injuries. So when you think about stories such as that, it's just so disheartening. You got all kinds of emotions, obviously anger from the family, because you wonder, why my family member, why was this mm-hmm. particular elderly gentleman picked on? And just the treatment, like you said, just abuse really at any age, mm-hmm. particularly, but especially on older ones. It's just so disheartening.
Absolutely.
You know, it's just so shocking. So what's even crazier is that we live at a time and age in which anything we say or do is recorded. So in that particular situation, obviously the person who did it was seen to have done it.
Absolutely.
And the appropriate action was applied to the situation. But that just kind of gives you an idea of what goes on. And it's not even within the home.
Mm-hmm.
Or by immediate family members, it can be abuse from a complete stranger,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and so it's really important. I really appreciate you giving a breakdown of exactly what it is. Now, we don't hear much about elder abuse. The question is, why is that outside of a story such as that one?
Oh, sure, absolutely. And it's an anomaly that elder abuse occurs with a complete stranger.
Right.
Most often, it is by someone that person knows,
exactly.
often a very close connection. And because of that, that victim is often hesitant to report because it may be someone that they rely on for support.
Right.
Either support to assist them in their home or financial support.
Mm-hmm.
Often that person is very ashamed. They don't want
to say,
"Hey, someone took advantage of
right.
me." You know,
exactly.
I mean, I've had, you know, been the victim of a scam and a fraud, and I don't want to go out there and mm-hmm. publicly say, "Well, look, I trusted this person and they took advantage of me."
Very true.
Or that person may actually just be unable to make that report themselves.
Right, right.
They don't know the resources, or they don't have access to those resources to share that information.
Exactly. And that makes me think too, Kim, that they may not have the verbal ability.
Sometimes, absolutely.
Yes, mm-hmm. because again, it gets back to as we age, of course, things change. Sadly, the brain is one of them, and we don't either comprehend or really understand a lot of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just really important that we just take the time and listen to our elder ones. Well, let me ask you a couple more questions before we go to our first break of the morning. Is elder abuse really a big problem?
It is. It is something that we don't talk about very often.
Right.
And even in just having legislation surrounding it and having a conversation, it has happened more frequently over the past couple of years.
Right.
But there is very little research that has been done on elder
wow.
abuse.
Yeah.
Studies have estimated that about 2.1 million Americans annually are victims of some type of abuse. But because it is so underreported, they mm-hmm. estimate that for every case that does get reported, there are 5 that don't ever get reported.
Wow.
So, yeah, there's a whole lot. There were about 21,000 reports of elder abuse mm-hmm. here in North Carolina specifically.
Alone, right.
Yeah,
gosh.
Absolutely.
And it just makes you think that why aren't we having these particular conversations? And it gets back to what we were
yep.
just saying. The individual being too embarrassed mm-hmm. to say that this is happening to him or her, or really just not taking the time to say, "Are you okay?"
Right.
And if there is something wrong, don't be ashamed. Feel free to tell me.
Absolutely. And sometimes that person fears loss of independence.
Right. True.
You know,
true.
I don't want to tell people that someone took advantage of me and mm-hmm. have them think that I'm mm-hmm. not able to take care of myself anymore.
Exactly. That's such a good... what's the word I'm looking for? It just escaped me, Kim, but that's a good example
mm-hmm.
that we'll say, because also, shall we say, when we talk about abuse, that can run the gamut too, because it's not just relegated to just physical abuse.
Absolutely.
Sadly, we have a lot of seniors that are taken advantage of from a sexual standpoint. There's probably a lot of cases mm-hmm. of that going on, mm-hmm. whether it's within the family or at a nursing facility of, mm-hmm. of some type. So just different levels of it mm-hmm. that need to be addressed. Well, speaking of which, this transitions really well into the next question. How can someone, or how can I tell if someone is being abused?
Mm-hmm. First of all, I would always trust that person's report. If someone is reporting it, even if they have some memory loss, mm-hmm. it needs to be looked into. Yeah. Beyond that, if that person has bruising, outside of just normal, I bump my elbow on the wall, but if it's on the torso or head, that person is withdrawing from normal activities.
Right.
If it's someone that was always very active, that attended your church group, that always came to the meeting on mm-hmm. Tuesday, and suddenly they're not coming, they've got a new person in their life who is they're relying on, and that person is taking them away from normal activities, that would certainly be a concern. Sudden changes in bank accounts or unusual bank withdrawals for that person would be something to look at. Or if that person is just not lacking basic hygiene when they've always been, not been an issue
mm-hmm.
for that person.
Exactly.
Any of those things would be a sign to just ask some more questions.
Exactly. And very good red flags to be mm-hmm. on the lookout mm-hmm. for. Exactly. Kim, it is wonderful to have you back. We're going to take a break. I've got a few more questions for you.
Great.
But phenomenal job as always in responding to my questions. And for our listeners who are tuning in, I'm sure they're taking some pretty good notes as well. So it's good to have you back on the program. We're going to continue our conversation on elder abuse. And really, some of the other services, too, the wonderful services that PTRC provides. That's the Piedmont Triad Regional Council Area Agency on Aging, and the Senior Regional Long-Term Care Ombudsman, Kim Johnson, is back with me, Renee Vaughn. So, Kim, we're coming back after this break, and thank you, family, for the great company. There is more of the weekend edition of Community Focus right after this. It's more of the weekend edition of Community Focus. Thank you for tuning in. If you're just joining us, welcome to our public affairs show, heard Saturday and Sunday mornings here on our intercom stations. Kim Johnson rejoins me, Renee Vaughn, and thank you, radio family, whether you are just joining in or have been tuned into this public affairs program from the start. Kim Johnson is a senior regional long-term care ombudsman with PTRC. That's short for Piedmont Triad Regional Council Area Agency on Aging. I'm getting a little bit better with that flow. I remember when we first met, Kim, it was you and your fellow associates and wonderful coworkers and Bob and Teresa and Laura. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, this is just so long to say, but I've had plenty of time to practice since then. But thank you so much for coming back and chatting with me some more here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. I was mentioning before the break, Kim, that with PTRC, there are just so many fantastic services.
Absolutely.
For our area seniors. In fact, you provide services for seniors, age well classes,
mm-hmm.
caregiving, long-term care, advocacy, documents and downloads, and just so much more. So just thank you. The agency just really covers so many important things that keep our older adults, as we mentioned, who are living longer and can hopefully continue to have that area of independence. We were touching a bit on elder abuse before the break. And as a return to pick back up on the conversation, I wanted to ask you this question. How can I spot an abuser? What are some important things to look out for?
Absolutely. Well, and if there's not a typical profile, but someone
right.
who, if it's someone that has come into this older person's life and they're taking over, let me just take your card and I'll go to the bank. Or we're adding their name onto an account that they previously haven't been on. That person is controlling that older person's actions. They could be financially dependent on that older person.
Right.
It could be a number of things, but just someone that's isolating that person from others.
Absolutely. Now, who's at risk mainly for abuse?
It could be anyone. But most often it is females, mm-hmm. Because we live longer than males. Right. Someone who is isolated, lacks social support, mm-hmm. Could be someone that has some dementia or has some memory loss, so they're slipping a little bit. Earlier. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And just someone that is dependent on that person often.
Right. Absolutely.
For support.
You know, in listening to this, Kim, this has popped in my head. I don't know if I can get it out, this particular conversation, because I've been thinking when we talk about elder abuse and we say it's typically someone that a senior relies on to help them mm-hmm. with just the basic needs. But when we talk about or break down the elder abuse, we may typically think that it's someone who's younger. I guess the best question to try to ask you is, I'm trying to piece this together as I'm talking to you at the same time. Are there as many or equally so cases in which the elder abuse may come from a fellow elder?
It could be. Okay. It could be. That's not typical.
Typical for that to happen.
Often it's someone that person is relying on, but it could be a spouse. Mm-hmm. There could have been a history of domestic violence that has just continued as that person, as the relationship has grown older.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. Well, thank you for that. Now, how can an older person protect themselves? That's just so important.
Absolutely. And we want folks to be aware and ask questions. Mm-hmm. You know, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Right.
If someone is pressuring you to make a decision now, mm-hmm. and you know, that's certainly a time to be weary.
Yes.
And you want to do your homework. If you're hiring someone, you want to ask questions.
Right.
Are they licensed? Are mm-hmm. they insured? Are they certified? And making sure that you are the one that is in control of sharing your personal information.
Exactly.
So if you're getting a phone call from someone and they're asking for information, even if they're from a legit agency,
mm-hmm.
I would just say, let me hang up and I'll call you right back. And then
you're in
control of,
exactly.
of what information is shared, and you're in control of knowing who you're talking to.
Exactly, because that's the one thing very likely for many of us, Kim, mm-hmm. even when we were growing up, that's the one thing that our parents in particular, or any family member for that matter, always emphasize, that when we got those type of phone calls, you're never to give anybody that particular information, because we were even told that some companies and agencies really aren't even allowed mm-hmm. to ask such personal information. But unfortunately, in the advent, and again, it's going back to technology, where people are just, and it just amazes me how much, for lack of a better word, power an individual has, because one, there are just so many ways, whether it comes through a phone call mm-hmm. or a text message, because a lot of our seniors are just as tech savvy.
Oh, absolutely.
As some of our younger generation of individuals. But the means with which now our seniors are getting scammed is just mm-hmm. unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And I would have never thought in all the years that I've just been around, basically, how many various scams there are out there.
Absolutely.
That particularly target senior adults.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important that protection. And even if we can somehow work out a way to which, you know, our seniors feel confident enough to have one or two individuals within the family
Absolutely.
That can constantly keep an eye on things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or even if they have, like you say, a spouse or a mate or someone that they trust.
Absolutely.
To share in that responsibility as well. Now, what should a person do if they do suspect elder abuse, Kim?
Absolutely. So you want to contact your local Department of Social Services, mm-hmm. Adult Protective Services. Call the police department if you suspect that person is in danger.
Right.
Or if you suspect they're being financially abused.
Mm-hmm.
Here in Guilford County, we have a wonderful resource in the Family Justice Center.
Excellent.
I would contact them as well. And you don't need to prove 100% for sure that something is happening. If you just have a concern, that's what those resources are there for.
Absolutely. And I'd like to that within those resources, Kim, you have a lot of agencies, and hopefully I'm including PTRC, mm-hmm. in which you actually offer some sort of class
mm-hmm.
in which, whether it's family members or neighbors or, again, people that mostly our seniors put their trust and can confide in, can learn more about, whether it's the scams or anything else
Absolutely.
That helps them in that protection process.
Absolutely. And if they'll just give us a call, we can get them information about upcoming classes.
Excellent. Do you mind sharing that number?
Sure. Our phone number is 336-904-0300.
And that really goes into the next question. What should you expect when you do call for help?
Absolutely. So if you're sharing information about an elder person that you're concerned about, you're mm-hmm. going to want to give them as much information as you have. So name, right. address, details about why you're concerned. And then you will often be asked for your contact information. But
right.
if you're not comfortable sharing that
right.
it is fine.
Okay, great.
That is perfectly fine. Any reports can be made anonymously.
Right.
And those all go to the Department of Social Services. And you don't have to share your information. That person, even if you do, will never know that you're the one that made the report.
Right. And that's really good to know, because like we said, and we were discussing this earlier for those who may just be tuning in to the program, a lot of times there may be those situations where they just don't feel comfortable.
Absolutely.
Especially if they're the person who was being abused. It's the weekend edition of Community Focus, heard Saturday and Sunday mornings here on our intercom stations. Thanking you, Radio Family, for your great company. And I, Renee Vaughn, certainly enjoying the company of Kim Johnson, the Senior Regional Long-Term Care Ombudsman with PTRC. Again, that's short for the Piedmont Triad Regional Council Area Agency on Aging. Physical location, Kim, is 1398 Carrollton
mm-hmm.
Crossing Drive in Kernersville. I remember that location. I'm doing pretty good today. And I'm not bragging on myself. It's just, you know, when I've been engaged in great conversation with members of our community-focused family, such as yourself, certain things just kind of stick with me. So
absolutely.
I'm very glad. And I know exactly where the location is. I've been on Carrollton Crossing a number of times coming off of 40
mm-hmm.
Along the Union Cross area through Kernersville. Yep. So anybody who's from that area, I'm sure, is very likely familiar with that agency, or the location, I should say, as well. Now, how can a person, Kim, help fight elder abuse? What steps, if any, can be taken?
Absolutely. Well, just acknowledging that every older person has the right to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
Educate yourself on the signs and symptoms, and watch out for your loved ones and your neighbors.
Right.
If you see something, say something.
Yeah.
You know, if you suspect something, go ahead and report it. And
mm-hmm.
trust your instincts. If something seems out of place,
right.
it's very easy to just dismiss it and say, well, I mean, you know, I don't want to get involved. That's somebody else's business.
Right.
But you might be the only person that saw something that
can be of a big help.
Absolutely.
Especially in situations where maybe law enforcement has to be involved.
Absolutely.
Or other family members mm-hmm. in particular. This makes me think, too, Kim, not only in our discussion of elder abuse, but when we think about seniors not just living longer, you have many that are living independently,
mm-hmm.
also in terms of they're living alone.
Mm-hmm.
And that really likely can be a bit of a concern
mm-hmm.
for family members, because even though they appreciate that their mom or dad or grandparent is able to live on their own and to do things on their own, there's still that great concern that when they're not there, what's going on?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And that's when, you know, you as a neighbor, as a friend, mm-hmm. as a church member, we just need to look out for each other.
Exactly.
If you've got an older person in your neighborhood, just check in on them,
especially
as we get into the warmer weather.
Right.
You know, making sure that they are doing okay, that
exactly.
they don't need help, if they, you know, can get out if
right.
it gets too hot, especially if they don't have air.
Exactly. Kim, I can't tell you how timely that statement was, because I thought of this question just before you arrived to join mm-hmm. me here in the studio. Now, when we speak of abuse in terms of the impact that the weather can have on our seniors, and you were spot on, we're into, or we're about to be into, the summer months.
Absolutely.
Where for many of us who have lived in and around the North Carolina and surrounding areas, we know how hot and muggy and humid and just downright uncomfortable it can be at any age, especially for those of us who aren't traditionally accustomed to the heat, or as for our seniors, of course, and really for all of us as we age, our bodies start to change.
Mm-hmm.
So certain climate and environments, we're not quite, we don't function as much as we used to. But to the point of the weather and the impact that it can have on our seniors, what can be done to protect them? And not only in just the summertime, because when we think about when wintertime
Absolutely.
Also comes around, the extreme cold.
Mm-hmm.
And as we get older, at least, and I'm starting to feel it, and I'm nearly 50, but yet it seems like on those days when it's really cold, I can't put on enough clothes
mm-hmm.
to stay warm. And I'm sure for senior adults who are much older than I am, it's likely a similar situation.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And again, just looking out for those individuals.
Right.
Particularly in the warmer weather, there is a program through Duke Energy and some other providers.
Mm-hmm.
But if they will contact their local senior service agency,
right.
There may be resources to provide fans for individuals Excellent. That do not have central mm-hmm. air conditioning
right.
to assist with that. And then if you know someone who is living by themselves, doesn't yeah. have central air, mm-hmm. if you're going out to the store, take that person with you. Offer to get
yeah.
them somewhere where it's cool.
Cool. Absolutely. I like that. And of course, the importance of staying hydrated.
Absolutely.
Water is such a big
Absolutely.
Key. And that's really year round, not just in the summer and winter times, but any time of the season. And I was thinking too, Kim, just as an aside, because I think a lot of times when we talk about, at least this is my thinking, with the generations, for like our generation now, and even younger than the millennials, I remember growing up with my grandparents, and it was around this time when it would get warm. And on some occasions, I would see my grandparents like, why are you wearing long sleeves? It's 90 degrees outside. And then, to have one of them sit me down and say, well, honey, I'm not your age anymore.
Right. Absolutely.
I get cold. And trying to explain the physicality of again, how the body changes, mm-hmm. just for younger ones who may be listening and you've observed that, there's a reason. And another big thing, too, is around this time of year, with that heat, the sun can really produce some damage if you're not properly protected. Because
Absolutely.
If you don't have on the sunscreen, another great way to stay protected is by wearing clothing that covers the skin.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So just little things like that came to mind. Kim, we have a couple of minutes remaining. Is there anything that you would like to discuss that I didn't have the opportunity to go over with you?
No. I just wanted to mention, if folks are interested in joining us on June 15th, we
yes.
have our annual Elder Abuse Awareness Day walk.
Excellent.
That
yes.
will be at Triad Park in Kernersville. Registration starts at 9 and the walk starts at 10. You are welcome to come even if you haven't pre-registered, but we'd love to have you register at our website at ptrc.org/walk.
Wonderful. And by the way, Radio Family, that same website, again, as we mentioned, you can really get a wonderful rundown of all the services
Absolutely.
That PTRC provides. Any additional questions? And thank you for the reminder. I was going to ask you if you were going to mm-hmm. have the walk.
We sure are, yes.
Again this year, and I'm so happy to hear about that. And the number again, Kim, let me make sure this
sure.
is correct. Area code 336-904-0300.
That's correct.
Is the number, Radio Family, that you can call for additional information. Another question I don't think I have ever asked you before, Kim. You say that you serve our seniors in 12 Mm-hmm. various counties. So
we do.
We know that we have Radio Family outside of the immediate Piedmont Triad area. So if you go to ptrc.org, mm-hmm. you can hopefully see a listing of the counties that are covered.
Absolutely.
So that if you live in that particular area, Radio Family, again, call the number that Kim and I just shared with you to get additional information. And so happy, Kim, that agencies such as PTRC are around
Absolutely.
To help our fellow elders and our wonderful seniors. And we have quite a number. I know we don't have numbers or percentages, but when I think about areas in and around North Carolina, a lot of people end up retiring in this immediate area. And maybe that's a little research I can do on my own on the side, and we get back together and have that conversation. But I'm sure that number is pretty high for the number of elders that live in our immediate area. And I'm sure it's continuing to be on the rise.
Oh, absolutely. And I don't have the statistics in front
yes.
of me, but we are nationwide. North Carolina is ninth.
Really?
Out of 50 states for the number of older adults.
Yeah. adults who yeah. come here, they retire, they love the area. I do too, and I think it's for a number of reasons. It's a very good golfing
absolutely
area. You know, you have the mountains on one side, so when you do find that you need a serious break and relief from the heat, you can go to the mountains. It's a good 10 to 15 degrees cooler on a given day. And of course, the beaches. A lot of people, especially around summer vacation, like to go to the beach.
Oh, absolutely.
And some seniors who, you know, have retired may have some property down there and have an opportunity to go down there and spend time with family and friends. So there's really so many beautiful amenities, so to speak, in living in the area. And it's just wonderful. And I would say, Kim, for anyone, and not just with your immediate family who are seniors, take the time to get to know a lot of our senior adults. When you go to the grocery store, when you go to a library or your place of worship and you see older adults. I think that was the one thing that I appreciated growing up with grandparents, was I had a chance to hang around with some of their friends. They were a hoot. Some of the stories, if we had time, I could share a couple of them with you. But it's the joy of really seeing seniors in action and really just taking in the knowledge and wisdom that many of them possess. So whether they're 65 or 105, and that's even incredible to me, that some are living well past their 90s and even into their early hundreds. So it's really great. Well, Kim, it's been great having this conversation. Again, it's so good to have you back.
Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome. And of course, you're welcome back anytime.
Thank you.
Please say my hellos to the rest of the crew
in
Teresa, Laura, and Bob. I hope they're listening and they're saying, Renee remembered me. Yes. How could I forget you guys? You were so wonderful. And each of you are wonderful at what you do with the PTRC. So with me, Kim, no goodbyes. Just until next time.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Kim Johnson, once again, the Senior Regional Long-Term Care Ombudsman with the Piedmont Triad Regional Council Area Agency on Aging. Again, the physical location and address is 1398 Carrollton Crossing Drive. That's in Kernersville, North Carolina. You can visit them anytime on the World Wide Web at ptrc.org. And to get additional information as well, the main number, 336-904-0300. Well, Kim, until that next time, thanks so much again for joining me.
Thank you, Renee.
You're welcome. And thank you, radio family. I know you're doing some wonderful things in our communities as well. Please keep up the good work. And indeed, until that next time, until another edition of the weekend edition of Community Focus, do enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of this weekend. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.